You graduated then in what year?
1955. Yeah.
Were you beginning to develop a certain interest subject-wise in school that you knew that you probably liked to go on and
pursue? My worst subject was English. And the English teacher actually made me cry in class a number of times. She was so furious at me. It seemed to me as if it were the whole 4 years of St. Catherine's that she was angry at me. And it wasn't until years later that I began to realize what a debt I owed her, because she kept telling me I was smarter than I thought and I had an obligation to my talent and my ability to work harder, do better. And the only hint I had that maybe I was doing better was when I had a story published in the little newspaper we had at school. Also, there was a wonderful art teacher. She was so wonderful that even though I didn't have a class from her till my last year there, she in a way changed my life as well, because she was our guide on a trip to Washington, D.C., and we went to see the National Gallery. I will never forget that. That blew my mind, seeing some of those Impressionist paintings. I remember Renoir in particular, swirling vertical paintings, captains with women in their arms swirling on dance floors and things like that. Beautiful country and nature, and just aghast. And then I began to notice that some of my parents' friends had great art. So I began to look at my parents' friends in a new light, seeing them more seriously.
So field trips can make a difference, can't
they? Oh, yeah. This one did. This one did.
Your English teacher, as you look back, do you think, yeah, maybe I was being, I don't know, is the word lazy?
Yeah.
I wasn't working hard. You recognize that later.
Oh, yeah. I was much more interested in people telling me their problems because I had been with younger children so much of the time in Camden. It was natural for me to learn about life through other people and learn about their problems and think, oh, yeah, maybe I'd have some of those problems sometime. I was much more interested in people than English.
It sounds like your experience there was a good one.
Well, it was. It was pretty amazing.
So then that sent you off to college.
Mm-hmm.
And where was that?
Sarah Lawrence College in Bronxville, New York. I had applied to a number of colleges, and when I got accepted at some, I just thought that that one sounded the most interesting and the best for me.
That's a co-ed school, liberal arts college?
It is now, and it was after the war, but then it went through its time of being all girls.
And was it all girls when you were there?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your year there. Did you get inspired there?
I got very inspired there, and especially by the end of the year. So I signed up for great courses my sophomore year, things that I really was interested in. I had a great English course. But what I loved most was sneaking into the auditorium and listening to Joseph Campbell. I was not in his course. He did not take anyone below the junior level. But he was a teacher there, and he did a lecture course, so a lot of us could slip in under the curtains and sit on the stairs and listen to him, and he was spellbinding.
Tell us about him.
Joseph Campbell was a philosopher and taught about world religions and taught about old mythologies. He was really an expert on languages and mythology and the religions of the world, all the known religions of the world. And so he gave different talks about various religions, not just Christianity, whereas I had been from a background of just purely knowing about Christianity.
What was your Christian background?
I had really grown up in the Episcopal Church. I'd been confirmed as Episcopalian. Then, of course, St. Catherine's was Episcopalian. And morning, noon, and night, we had prayers. Mm-hmm. We had chapel at St. Catherine's. It was in a wonderful underground cave. It was like a cave. It was curved. And so at the end of the circle, you'd see the person who was in charge of the service. And we all had to do services. We all had to be in charge of services, mm-hmm, one time or another.
As you were listening to Joseph Campbell, Where you begin to question your own faith and wondering maybe there's something else out there for me?
Not for me necessarily, but definitely by inference, he raised questions. Back at St. Catherine's, you were talking about field trips earlier. I remember a field trip to go hear Brian Greene, not the physicist, but the evangelist. And we went into Richmond one night to hear Brian Greene preach. And I mean, I just immediately wanted to go join him and become a missionary and live in Africa, and became very spellbound by Brian Greene. But I think Joseph Campbell had somewhat the same effect on me, in that he's such a spellbinder. This language, there's something about language, really well-spoken language, lifts you out of yourself and takes you to another land. You can live in a small town like Camden, South Carolina, all your life, and yet live in the world. These days, we're so lucky we have everything that'll get us to be living in the world.
So then, because of listening to Mr. Campbell, you began to realize, I have other interests that I can pursue. So was that in your sophomore year then? You said you signed up for other...
I had signed up for sophomore year, but I was working in Wyoming at a ranch that summer, and my future husband was working at Fort Sill. He had been part of ROTC, and he suggested we just go ahead and get married then instead of 3 years later, after I graduated from college. I thought that was an interesting suggestion, so I said okay and called Sarah Lawrence and said, I'm not coming back.